before Shrieker Mission, I was 14 years in at Black Craig.
Right.
And I was in lodgings with a family over there, the Wilkinsons. And it was a family that had three boys and three girls. And I was just another number. They got a swearing for anything, I got a swearing for it just the same. Because we were usually into all the mischief together. And I'd say the happiest years of my life would have been spent over there. And a lot, I've a hell of a lot to be thankful to that family for everything, in fact, at that time.
Did you say they sort of put you up? Right.
I was in lodgings, there was a lodging accommodation in it. We'd been a large family. The lassies, they stayed up in the house at all times. They had all their accommodation. We had what would be called bothy accommodation at the back of the house.
Right.
And all my cones, it was a wooden shed. I think it had actually been used in the time of the tunneling up here for the... whether it had been from the... water engineering or the hydro board. It was one of these old sheds. There was quite a lot of them had been used by the tunnellers at the time they did all the tunnelling.
Okay.
For these, that types of construction. But it was really worn because it was double skinned and insulated.
So
it was never cold. Even though it was just a wooden shed.
So you were saying all mod cons. What sort of things were... Do you mean what sort of appliances and things like that did you have? You know?
Appliances?
Like, you were talking about, like... I mean, television, was that up there?
Television was there, but of course we were never in.
Yeah.
In the evening when I come home, I had a meal. The meals that we got there were... to a lot of folk, there would be today they would look upon them as being too plain, but it was always plain and plentiful. You never went hungry. That's one thing I can honestly say. And there was always more than enough for me. I was quite happy with it at all times. If you had any. I know we had the road squads in occasionally. If there was no chocolate biscuits and things like that available, they weren't happy. If you'd given them half a dozen chocolate biscuits, that would have kept them happy. But that was the... Why was it? A decent plate of soup and a decent meal. That's what I looked for.
So there was no sort of culture shock going from an urban place to...
No.
No.
Not really.
No.